All right, here we go. We're back at it with the Cuck and Douche Show.
Oh, pretty, it's a week after the event of our loss in the NFC Championship game.
It was the end of the world.
It was pretty devastating. The first half was
amazing.
I was feeling just euphoria, just high as shit off the Kool-Aid.
We were up 17-0.
Well, we were up by 17. We were up 24-7 at halftime. Amazing first half. Jameson Williams had a long run. David Montgomery had a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs had a touchdown. We got a field goal. Where are you going? You pause it?
No, you just keep on talking.
Douche is a little preoccupied with a free laptop that I gave him. He's trying to reboot it, so... This is the way to get listeners, Douche, just being disinterested in the podcast.
Just keep on talking.
All right, I guess I'll just keep going. Well, yeah, I had a bunch of people over at my place. I was trying not to get too optimistic heading into halftime. Ben was getting a little cocky, starting to text people, saying I think we got it, I think we got it. Yeah. And the second half was just completely reverse of the first half. It's just crazy how, like, halves can be their own game, really. Like, each half of a game.
Yeah, I was not in attendance at your party. I was sick. It was supposed to be at my place, but I was under the weather.
Douche threw up, and he shaved his stash because it smelled like puke. Which I think is what lost us the game. He was
bullshit, and you know it.
He was keeping the stash going, and it was getting us through the playoffs.
It was, but you know, who knows? What if I could have not shaved, and they still lost? Could have been a blowout.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. But yeah, it was devastating. Yeah, a lot of people saying fire Campbell.
That's bullshit.
I'm just kidding.
Second half, though, I mean that Ayuk. Crazy ass pass that bounced off of Vildor and he catches it. That's what really started it.
I hate plays like that. I really do.
Yeah. Then they get a field goal. Then that Ayuk gets a touchdown after that crazy catch. Then McCaffrey ties it up at 24 and you're like, oh my God, we're about to blow this thing.
I mean, we already did at that point.
Yeah, fourth quarter, Moody gets a field goal. Then they get another touchdown. We get a late touchdown to Williams, but we need an onside kick. And,
didn't happen.
Nope. So, a lot went wrong in that second half. A lot of defensive meltdowns. The offense stalled.
I'm going to say they lost the game because of Gambling Dan. I really believe it.
I don't know if there's a lot of reasons we lost
really
that game.
I really believe that. Because if we would have gotten the field goal at 4-2, that would have took all the air out of San Francisco.
I mean,
that would have quelled their momentum.
Assuming he makes it.
If he makes it, that would have quelled their momentum.
Reynolds also could have just caught that.
But you're not listening to me.
I'm just saying. He should have caught it. That, like, the
well,
play
so
was there.
Is it his fault?
I mean, kind of. He dropped it.
Should we get rid of him?
No, bring him back. He was a good player. But, you know, he just...
No.
We had a lot of players that just kind of choked in the moment. He also... A drive stalled in the second half that it was a third down. It would have been a third down conversion. Easy catch that he drops. Would have kept that drive going.
I still say he should have took the field goal. And then not only that, to tie the game up to make it 27-27, Dan Campbell goes for it again, doesn't get it.
Yeah, that play was pretty sloppy too.
It's just, you know, you can't live and die by just fourth down. If the Lions want to be better, they have to transcend and be good at kicking.
We need to prioritize getting a better kicker that we can trust more from
so
long
I
range.
Hope that numbskull Dan Campbell learned his lesson.
I mean,
I still love him.
Think of all the games we won because of those decisions.
I still love him, but
Kansas City, we probably don't win that game if he.
Yeah,
maybe. Chargers, we probably don't win that.
But
game.
This game was different. We should have done it.
I don't know. It's easy to second guess it.
I don't know.
There was just a lot that went wrong in that second half. So, our defense just isn't quite there yet.
I think we should give Josh McDaniels a try, head coach.
No.
That'd be awful.
I still think Campbell's going to win coach of the year.
He did.
Well, at like some, like it's not the official one yet. I think like the official one hasn't.
I mean, who else would besides like Shanahan or Andy Reid?
Yeah, I think it should be Campbell. We'll see. But I mean, we had a lot of Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, we had like 10, really.
7, I think.
Yeah, but like 10 that didn't go or something, right?
Well, there's more that didn't go, yeah. But St. Brown and...
Because, like, Jared Goff turned it down.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, it was very deflating. I didn't get much sleep that night. I was pretty down.
You were weeping like a baby, I heard.
Yeah, you know, well...
You were just, like, at your wife's, like, feet, just kissing them.
It was... Ah, man, just the... Just watching that game slip away in the second half, being that close to the Super Bowl, I mean, like I was saying to you...
It was surreal.
Well, like I was saying to you, Douche, like if you were just told before the start of the season that we'd go 12-5, win the division, win 2 playoff games, and come within 3 points of the Super Bowl, you would say, wow, what an amazing season, yeah. Right?
I wouldn't have thought we'd do that.
Yeah. So, it was an amazing season.
It was. Like, I don't even care what the loss. You know, anybody that talks bad about the Lions should be fucking hung, killed, shot to death. I don't care.
I do not endorse these views that Dish is expressing.
I'm just saying, you know, like, the Lions did a crazy-ass turnaround from where they started. And there's nothing... Like, don't listen to the haters. Kill the haters. I'm just kidding about that.
We have every reason to make a run next year. We're bringing back all of our key players.
Yep. Bringing back all of... We didn't lose any of our corners.
Ben Johnson is back. That was huge, unexpected news.
Yep.
And that's a big boost for next year. I think the NFC North is going to be tougher. It's going to be more competitive.
That's high expectations, like running it back, being in the NFC Championship. Yeah. I don't know if we'll do that, but as long as we can get in the playoffs...
I think I'll be happy. I mean, it'd be nice if we could win the division again and have another shot.
But playoffs. I mean, like, you can't just always be that. You know?
That's why it's so hard because we don't know if we're gonna get that chance again that we had.
I would just make Campbell like coach for at least 10 years.
On paper, it looks like our opponents next year are gonna be pretty tough. Like, mm-hmm. But you never know from year to year. Like some of those teams might not be as good as we think. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna play. At home, you know, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, obviously.
Chicago could go get that rookie and get rid of Fields, and then the whole dynamic changes.
We also play the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo at home.
God, how do we keep on playing the same teams over and over? Like Tampa Bay.
I don't know how we always play Seattle every year.
Yeah, Seattle. Like, fuck Seattle.
We better beat them next year.
Yeah, we better. Like, there's no excuse. They have a new regime.
Yeah. But yeah, those are some tough. I mean, the Rams, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo, Jacksonville. That could be tough.
Nah, I don't. I think Jacksonville's.
I feel like they'll bounce back next
year. Maybe. Yeah, it should be interesting.
And then on the road, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, obviously, and then Arizona.
That should be easier.
I mean, you would think they'll be better than what they were this year, but hopefully that's a win. Houston on the road. That's tough.
That's gonna be tough. Yeah.
Indianapolis on the road. And San Francisco and Dallas on the road.
God, how are we playing Dallas again?
I don't want to play Dallas. Why on the road again, too? Why can't we come at home?
Yeah, I'm tired of playing Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at that, we're going to be tested heading in. Like, we'll be tested in the regular season. Like, this looks like a tougher schedule on paper.
So if we have a winning record, win the division this year, that should tell you we're the real deal.
Yeah, but, I mean, continuity is so important in the NFL. The fact that, I mean, we'll see what players they re-sign and bring back. Obviously, we're going to try to upgrade the defense. We're picking 29th in the first round, so towards the end. But, I mean, Brad Holmes, an early second round pick, he turns into Sam Laporta last year. So you can get a good player there, you know.
Yeah, you know, it'll be real interesting to see what we do in the offseason. You know, one, because we're going to have a later draft pick. That's crazy. We've never had that.
We got a late first, late second, and 2 third-rounders.
But I think they're going to go all in on the free agency. Hopefully they get a shutdown cornerback.
Well,
hopefully they get a rusher.
I don't know if we'll I don't know if we're going to make huge splash signings. I think we'll focus on extending some of our players like Goff.
I think maybe. We got plenty of cap space.
We have like $60 million in cap space.
I think we're going to sign some big names.
But some of that's going to go towards
extending people too,
you know. But I think we can, like, we're not going to go for like the expensive ass home run free agent, but we'll probably pick up somebody solid like a Montgomery in some position, you know, like we obviously need corners. We desperately need cornerbacks.
I'd be fine getting a shutdown cornerback, spend big money.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with Gardner Johnson, if they bring him back or not, because Melifonwu really had a breakout in the second half, so maybe they don't need him as much, and they can spend the money elsewhere. But obviously need more edge rushers. We can't expect Hutchinson to do everything.
No.
But
I think we can get that in the draft.
Yeah, hopefully. I think we need another defensive tackle, too.
I just hope they do shit in free agency.
Yeah, so really defense for sure. We have all of our starting guards are free agents, so it'll be interesting to see what they do on the offensive line, too. I think
we'll re-sign Glasgow.
Hopefully. It sounds like he wants to be back. It'd be interesting to see what they do with Jonah Jackson. Vitae is gone for sure. Yeah. He's not coming back.
I would let Jonah Jackson walk unless he's willing to stay for a lower amount.
Yeah, he might be kind of expensive, so we'll see, but...
hurt too much this year.
That line is so good, though. Yeah. You don't want to, like, break him up either, but...
Yeah, but I don't know.
They're going to have to focus on guard. I mean, if they let Jonah Jackson walk, then they're going to have to bring in another guard, too.
I think that's what they could use. If there's not good cornerbacks or rushers in the draft at 29, and there's a good-ass guard, you take the guard.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. Though I definitely overall want them to focus on defense.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, whoever's the best player available at that position.
Right, at that, yeah, sure.
Like, at that spot. Like, you might be able to get a cornerback of equivalence in the second round.
If we had a needed guard and there was a great guard there, I wouldn't hate that pick. Yeah, and obviously, I'm not gonna doubt Brad Holmes and his drafts at this point.
Genius.
Like, grade last year's is a C+, and look how that turned out. You know, that was probably one of our best drafts that we've ever seen.
Ever. So, and the year before that was pretty good too. With the first draft was Sewell and St. Brown. Like,
yeah,
that was
Aline crazy. McNeil.
And Aline McNeil.
Yep. And then, like, James Houston, too. I think that was the
No, that draft. Was last year.
That was last year. You're right. Okay.
I think it was.
Yeah, with Hutchinson. He was drafted.
Hutchinson. Who else? Who else did we get?
J-Mo.
Yeah. And he looks like he's turning now.
He had a good game. He had a really good game in the NFC Championship. I mean, he scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had a really tough contested catch, too.
Yeah.
That looked like it was going to be picked off almost. And
that was insane.
Like, ripped it away from him, so that was good. Man, they still got to get, like, that bomb in the second half from Goff that almost was a touchdown to J-Mo deep, but just barely. Like, their timing just on those deep routes still isn't quite there, but maybe another offseason, and, like, if they can just finally get that to click, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, and then Reynolds too. Are we gonna?
Say bring him back.
I would bring him back.
He's a good number two.
Yeah,
he had like 700 yards. Like, that's pretty good for a number two.
Yeah, he had a good season. Despite he had 2 big drops in the NFC Championship game, but he had a good season.
And he'll be cheap.
Yeah, we're gonna bring back our duo of Montgomery and Gibbs.
So. Well, they're already.
They're coming back.
Montgomery signed for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So we're set at running back for a while.
Yeah.
So we're really bringing back our core. How do we make improvements in key areas? It'll be interesting. Yeah, and next year's going to be tough. I think, it's going to be a tougher regular season schedule on paper. But I think we're at a point where we expect to compete every year, you know?
What do you think Bun Willow McBun Willow's hot take on all this is?
He tried to meet up with Jameer and Penny down there in Orlando and go on the ride with them, and
it didn't work out.
But he came out of his spiritual retreat, and he's already ready for next season. So
yeah, he got past the point of seppuku when he tried that.
Yes, seppuku.
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 Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we got.
Yeah. I guess probably next time will be, I would say, after the draft. Yeah. Free agency. We'll evaluate.
Or maybe we'll watch the draft together and do a live draft one.
Yeah. Maybe.
That'd be kind of cool.
We said we were going to do that last time and then we didn't.
But... I know, but maybe we have to.
I mean, it's round one. We're gonna have to wait.
The viewers want it.
Round one. We're gonna have to wait all the way until 29. Now
the viewers want it.
So, unless they, I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll pull a crazy trade up.
How does the draft work? Like, what's our second pick? Does it, like, fantasy where it, like, gets lower? Is it always at fixed at the 29 spot?
It's, like, at the back end of the second. Yeah. Yeah. But we have two third-rounders because we got a third, I think, in the Hockenson trade?
Yeah.
It might have been, in one of the trades, we picked up another third. So. Yeah. So, we still have some, you know, four picks.
I think
we
only
have
five picks.
Total?
I think we have five picks.
I think we don't have a fourth, but I think we have a fifth, sixth, and seventh.
I know, I'm saying I think we have five picks total.
When?
In the draft.
Looks like seven picks total.
Oh, it's seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Draft is in Detroit this year, too, so that'll be cool.
I hope Roger Goodell gets booed.
I'm sure he will. I think the Detroit fans are really going to let him have it.
I hope so.
We're still bitter about that Dallas bullshit, too.
Yeah, that was some BS.
Yep. So
I want to see him, like, piss himself.
We're going to be screaming about Rod Allen, too.
Yeah, Rod Allen needs to be utterly destroyed. Thoughts?
Yes.
Just wiped off the face of the NFL. Just, you know, shot to the moon with no oxygen.
Yep. Where Patricia is right now.
Yes. Or maybe dropped off that dictator in Chile where you just have, like, people flown over the ocean and just tossed out. Thoughts on that to Mr. Allen?
No comment.
No comment? All right. Well, this was a great Detroit Lions year. Tuck and douche out.
Yep.